It's truly an honor for Florissant to participate in this welcome home to those in uniform for the holidays. Learn more about our beautiful patriotic city and the Valley of Flowers at FlorissantMo.com.
The holidays are all about comfort, and no one knows classic comfort food like Bishop's Post Restaurant in Chesterfield. In fact, St. Louis Magazine named the Andouille Sausage Gumbo as a top dish of its comfort food list. Bishop's Post is the perfect gathering place over the cold holidays. And right now, you'll receive a free $20 gift card with a purchase of a $100 gift card. Your friends will love your great taste and great tasting food. For tidings of comfort and joy, visit Bishop's Post, located just south of Chesterfield Mall, or at bishopspost.com. Enjoy crispy bacon goodness on your favorite breakfast sandwich at Subway. Like the bacon, egg, and cheese. Get it made the way you say. Subway. Build your better breakfast.
Stressed out over a stressed home? Hi. Behind in payments? Hi. Upside down in your mortgage? Inherited something and need to figure out what to do with it? Call me, Terry Hall. We'll make a game plan to remove your real estate stress. That's 314-220-0524. You can't have a real estate problem that I haven't seen, and I'll help you figure out and execute a game plan. Get the real estate stress out of your life now. Call me, Terry Hall. 314-220-0524. That's 220-0524. Or email me at info@terryhall.net.
KTRS and the U.S. Marines are playing Santa for the 2014 Big 550 Nestle Purina Toy Drive. Light up the life of a needy child by dropping off your new unwrapped toys for tots donation at Chesterfield Mall Friday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. as we broadcast live from the center court. You can also drop them off at any Firehouse Subs location and here at KTRS in the Westport Plaza. The Big 550 KTRS Nestle Purina Toy Drive is brought to you by Webster Dental, Spectrum Eyeglass Repair, Outdoor Living, Flooring Industry Council, St. Louis Closet Company, Altair Travel, and the Big 550 KTRS.
On your head.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that sure sounds like Andy Griffith to me, and you say it's not.
It's not. It's from, it is from Raising Arizona.
Boy, it sounds just like Andy Griffith. Panty on your head. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... I can't even believe that it's the 10th.
I know.
But it is. It is. It's the December 10th edition of Pinions Playhouse.
Where has the time gone?
Oh, I tell you.
Boy, I tell you. Brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where I do all my banking, and I would love for you to do the same. And that's the outfit that makes the yard sale possible. What a popular show that is, if you've never seen it. 7 to 9 o'clock Saturday morning. Paul Warner, the host. First Community, the only sponsor. And now... It's time for a round of introductions because I know you all want to know, hey, who all is in that studio? Well, at the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are looking to find out how much money it is going to take for you to retire comfortably, then now is the time to sit down for a no-cost or obligation meeting with Mark and Jason.
What would that cost, and am I obligated?
It's free, and no. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Maybe the most popular person on the show, man of many voices, musician, and a father of four. He's done it all. He just multi-talent. No, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Outdoors Dan's not with us anymore.
No.
Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. I want to say a happy birthday to John Beaver.
Yes.
John Beaver's birthday today. Minnie P. It's his birthday today.
And how old is Minnie P?
You know what? I think he's like 38 or 39, probably.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but this is a day that I'm sure he's very happy to be celebrating.
No kidding. He came close to not making it to this birthday.
Yeah.
This is our friend that works here who had a double lung transplant and has had a very, very, very rough go. So happy birthday, John. You know his middle name? Kind of cruel. Leave It To is his middle name.
Leave
John,
it to?
Leave It To Beaver. Thank you.
Also affectionately known as Mini P.
Yes, that's
39.
Jack Benny's age. Well, he was 39. You don't know that routine,
what?
Do you, Pia?
No.
Jack Benny had a running gag. He had blue eyes. He was stingy, played the violin, and he was 39 years old.
All
and that
the
was
time.
The, all the time. When he was 60,
really?
He was still 39.
Oh, Rochester.
Yeah. Oh, Rochester.
Yes, sir, Mr. Benny.
Yeah, you keep stick with us, Pia. You'll learn lots of stuff.
Yeah, I am.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. And Rat Boy's mad because I wouldn't let him jump in when Dr. Doug did his segment, and that guy had a cat that was blocked up, and Rat Boy said he knows exactly what the problem is. Cat's eating too much what?
Cheese.
Too much cheese. Don't give your cat cheese, no. Rat Boy says. Wow, listen to that polka music. Not enough polka played on radio. In fact, I think we're the only people who every day bring you a polka. And we wouldn't be able to do it, not to this level, this quality, if it weren't for these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, they are the greatest. You know, back in the days when I had a contract here, which I haven't for years, but when we originally got together and we signed a contract, and I said, I want that orchestra. They said, no way, Jose. And I said, well, I'm not Jose Hernandez. What are you saying that for?
Yeah.
And they said, it's an expression. And they said, it means no, absolutely not. And I said, and this is exactly what I said. I said, no orchestra, no show.
Yeah, oh, man.
Yep.
And that did it. And now Bruce and the boys have been with us for, and we're the only station that has a complete orchestra in the studio. And I'm very proud of that. Bruce, you guys do a great job. You're weird, but you do a really great job. We are brought to you by First Community Credit Union. I'm assuming most of you listening back somewhere to whatever level, whatever amount of services you use. I'm sure most of you have a checking account, maybe a savings account, car loan, and maybe another loan or two, and maybe you have some business banking you do there. So those are the basic services that all banking institutions offer, and they certainly offer them at First Community Credit Union. Now, I don't know what I could say to make you, you know, drop everything and tomorrow morning go close your accounts. I know that's not going to happen. But over time, I'd like to think that if we keep working on you and we keep telling you things about First Community that get your attention, things like this, that on your First Community Credit Union credit card, you're only going to pay 1.99% annual percentage rate on anything you purchase now through the end of the year. Find that somewhere else. I don't think you can. Or how about this? If you move your auto loan from wherever it is now to First Community Credit Union, they'll give you $100. That's just like a thank you $100. Here's our way of thanking you. Here's $100. But there's another gift that goes along with that for most of you, and that's the gift that comes with saving money on your car payments, because you're probably also going to get a lower interest rate. They're known, they're famous for kicking other people's butts when it comes to interest rate on car loans. So it's all good, as they say. There's nothing about banking at First Community Credit Union that isn't good. And I'd be hard-pressed to find a reason why you shouldn't change where you do your banking. Largest credit union in the St. Louis area, 40 locations now, and they'd love to have you as a new member. We're called members, not just customers, because all the members together actually own this credit union. It is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com. Dan, I got an email from a listener talking about Alyssa's ID. He says, Frank, if you have AAA, they'll photograph you and give you a copy while you wait.
Really?
Yeah, you have AAA?
No.
Get it. You need it anyway. Seriously. AAA is a good thing to have.
I know. I have OnStar.
OnStar, well, but is that that's roadside assistance, right?
Yeah.
Well, then I wouldn't certainly ask you to, you know, join AAA just to get this card. But for you folks who have it and you get in a pinch and you want a passport and you need a photo ID, AAA apparently does them while you wait.
I'm going to check, too.
Thank you, Bill, for that email.
I'm going to check and see. Yeah, thank you, Bill. But I'm going to check and see if you can get a state ID at the license office, and because that's
I gotta think you can, except for the fact that they don't print on the spot the driver's licenses like they used to, then I doubt they do the state ID either. But if you give them your situation, you should have that thing within a week.
Yeah, but the new
here's the other thing. You don't have to drive to Chicago, but if you want to drive to Jeff City, that's where all this comes from. I'll bet you could get your driver's license or your state ID right there on the spot at Jeff City. You could call Jeff City and ask them. I mean, that's not a very – that's 2 hours.
And I think on your paper license now, the temporary one that they give you may have your picture on it. So that's all we need.
All right.
The picture.
Well, you'll figure it out. She'll be there. If you didn't hear earlier, Dan wants to take his daughter Alyssa with us on our trip 1 week from tomorrow to Cancun. That'd be fun.
1 month.
1 month. Has she been out of the country?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No,
she'll have a blast.
Yep.
I think she'll love it.
And 18 is the drinking age in Mexico.
Oh, man.
Oh, way to go. Way to condone and promote your daughter being drunk. That's a real
Well, life. You know what? She did say she wants to do a shot with me.
Well, so a shot would be okay.
Yeah, we have tattoos, and now we might as well do a shot with our tattoos.
I think we do that at one of our get-together nights in front of all our listeners. You get up and actually do the shot, make it real official in front of everybody.
That'd be fun.
The Bernie Madoff people are still being sentenced. They sentenced another one yesterday, and these people are getting anywhere from 6, 8, 10 years in prison. And I don't know that I understand why they're just now being sentenced. This trial ended, 2 years ago or something? And they're just now sentencing these people? I don't get that. And I also I was thinking about being on the jury when the Madoff trial took place. Wouldn't you have to be really smart about financial stuff to even understand the evidence? I don't think I could have been on that jury. I'd be too stupid. You're talking about investment fraud, and you need to know some stuff to understand what they did and then determine whether or not it was criminal. That's a bit out of my league. I'm getting to experience a real fun thing right now with my daughter. My daughter is 26. Gotta make sure I got that right. I'll be in trouble. And she has a job. She's had a job now for a couple of years. She got out of college, but she's been approached by two different companies now. And they contacted her, and they said, we'd like to interview you. And in one company, I'll tell you who it was Adidas. She had 5 different interviews. And I think what's interesting is that she's getting to experience this ridiculous corporate structure. Because she'll have an interview and it'll go real well, and then she'll call and she'll go, oh, this really went well, and then she has to have another interview with somebody else. How'd that go? I thought it went well. Then there's another and another, and she didn't get the Adidas job, and she didn't understand why she got it. I said, can I tell you something? I said, you'll never understand why you don't get certain jobs. Maybe you didn't have quite enough experience in one person's mind. Maybe you said one thing that might have come off wrong. She's very pretty and clean cut and straight, and she'd make a great employee for anybody. But you know what I mean? You never know that maybe one answer just wasn't what they wanted to hear.
Sometimes it could be the case where they already have the person that they want.
But they're forced by law to go through the motions.
And
I told her that too. I said they have to show, be able to document that they talked to many, many people and gave me, I said, and it was, it's exactly what I told her. And I said, and it's already been given to some management person's niece.
Right. Somebody connected. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I said, and it's the other thing in your life you're going to have to deal with is that people who have connections a lot of times get to the head of the line. That's just the way life works. And so then she just finished interviews with another company that called her. And it's not sports related. It's jewelry related. And she had 2 wonderful interviews, and she's getting antsy and anxious. There's nothing more flattering than a company coming after you, wanting to give you more, offer you more, and more opportunity for it to turn into something really big. And she's really frustrated. And again, I said to her, she said, what'd they tell you? I thought this was your last interview. She said, it was. She said, they'll let me know after the first of the year. They're talking to other people. And I said, well, they are. I said, they're not going to tip their hand. They're not going to say, they can't. They can't, because it didn't work. The old days, here's how it used to work. You met somebody, they liked you, they hired you. Now, by law, they have to show that they made the job available for X number of days or months. Here's how they advertise the job so that everybody'd have a chance. You know what I'm saying? It's just...
Oh, yeah.
Look, I remember when she got out of college, I had a very good friend that worked for AT&T. He's retired now. And I said, AT&T is a huge company. I don't know. Maybe there's something in there that she'd be really good at. Would you... tell us who to talk to and maybe put in a word. He goes, I can't do that. He said, I get fired. We are given strict instructions that anybody who wants to apply for a job at AT&T, they go online. Everybody takes the same, goes through the same doorways. You go online. I can't say I know her personally. I've known her since she was born. I can't do that. And I thought, well, how sad is that? That's too bad. I like the old way better. Oh, and I told her, too, that I don't know if I've told her this story since it happened, but I'll tell you, I'll tell everybody listening. At about the 10 or 12-year mark at KTRS, I was contacted by a radio station conglomerate. They own three or four stations in St. Louis, and they own about 1,300 around the country. And it was exciting for me because I had thought those days were over when you used to be sought after and, you know, I can do this for another 10, 15 years. I'm not done. But nobody knocks on the door much anymore. And then these people did. And what nobody here knew, and I guess nobody knew till now, is we had a contract drawn up. We had a deal done. It was done. All I had to do was sign the final. You go through a couple of drafts, make a couple of changes. There were the final signatures. We were within a week of signing it, and then I would have been gone from here and been on another station, except for the fact that the two people that I put this deal together with, both during the week we were supposed to sign the papers, one guy was transferred to Atlanta, and the other guy was fired. And he was a big, big guy in the chain. And you know how he got fired? They caught him in the parking garage doing it with one of the other women at the station. Yeah. Now, the first thing is, why is that a fireable offense? Doesn't right. a guy have the right to nail some chick if it's consensual and they want to go out in the garage and get something going? Well, what business is that of anybody's? But it cost him his job. And then the other guy went to Atlanta. And we never... It just fizzled and went away. The deal. So that's how it works. Things happen like that. And one other thing I would like to mention to two things to advertisers. If your ad agency tells you to have a, and I'll give you three examples. One of them they're using now a lot. Door buster sale. Fire them. I am so sick of that. If you cannot come up with something more original, and I put that in the category with Summer Sizzler. How many times have you heard that?
Oh, my
Summer
goodness.
Sizzler
yeah.
or Spooktacular October Savings. Fire them immediately. They have no creative ability. There's nothing original about that. 1,000 people have had doorbuster sales. And then the last thing I'll say about advertising is that, and I don't do this often, but I did it a week or two ago, and I'm going to do it again. We could really use some new people to speak for. I need to go to work for a couple of new advertisers on this show. And as soon as I did it last week, I got response. But it was the response that I get a lot from little bitty companies that don't have a budget, and I'm sorry. We can't do that. This is not inexpensive radio, and there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is if you let it work, it works. But you have to have the money to invest. It's like anything else. Return on investment, but that investment has to be significant. And the return, if you let it work, will be really significant. If what you sell, the service you have, or the business you have, is one I feel comfortable with. I told one of the people that called me last week I didn't feel comfortable doing it. I don't think that's something I can sell on the radio, and it killed me to turn business down because we need some business here. We do. I'm just going to be very honest. In about 2008, 2009, we lost a lot of advertising dollars. People were scared to death, and we have not recovered. We haven't recovered it. So I'd love to go to work for you. and that's the way I look at it. I work for you, but you got to have some kind of budget. We can't do this for $20,000 a year. We just can't do it. So frankopinion@yahoo.com if you'd like to talk. I'd love to talk to you. I think we have time. Can you play the trees thing one more time with
sure.
John Goodman? Listen to this. We play this a lot.
Let's say you drive by a hillside of trees. What are those trees doing for you? To start with, people have less road rage driving through an area with trees. Cool, huh? Those trees also help clean our drinking water and cool the air by 10 degrees in the summer for free. Trees work for all of us. Visit treeswork.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Missouri Department of Conservation.
I'm thrilled that we have that business. I'm glad they decided to run those things here. But what's odd about it is with almost every commercial or public service announcement or whatever it is, there's a message and there's an urge to action, they call it. They're asking you to do something. Stop smoking, slow down, buckle up. They never once tell us what we're supposed to do. They don't even say, so plant some trees. What are we supposed to do?
You go to that website.
I did.
Oh.
And it didn't tell me what to do. It's just talking about how great trees are. Well, I know they're great, but I don't know what we're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying? Most commercials say, so come on in. It's our year-end clearance or whatever it is. Or if it's, so remember, buckle up. It's safe or stop smoking or something. But it's a nice, it's fun to listen to. You learn something. 10 degrees drop temperature when you have trees. I live in the woods. I have trees. I don't know what they're asking
I think
to
most
do.
Of that conservation stuff is just education.
And, well, it is educational because it's easy to listen to. It's pleasant. They did a good job, and it's informative.
Now, if you pulled over on the side of the road and walked up and picked an apple off and the tree went, hey, give me back those apples. What do you think? My apples aren't good enough. You know the trees from The Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Then what happened?
No, and then what?
Then the Tin Man and the Scarecrow, they threw the apples at the...
How's this tie into the tree thing?
Well, they were trees, the talking trees in The Wizard of Oz.
But these
they
aren't.
They were trees.
But these aren't. These are just, you know, Missouri
just said,
trees.
So the tree is working?
You did this just so you could do the talking
exactly.
tree.
Exactly. You
no.
figure that.
He found a way to tie it in because he
that's
can't
all he ever
stand
does.
It. You know what? If he realizes he's about to go a whole show and not do an impression or something for the Wizard of Oz, it kills him.
Yeah.
So he found a way, and I applaud that. You found a way to get the talking Wizard of Oz.
He just heard trees, and he goes, well, I can crowbar this.
Trees?
Oh, I'm going to work this into an opportunity apples. For me to do those apple things.
I'm the only guy in town that can do a tree impression.
That's right.
And I think he might be. Ladies, get in here, please.
Then what happened?
Ooh, that's nice.
Guys, in a horrible, horrible car accident, I want to thank whoever was, and I should have made a note that requested this. I love this joke, and I think it's been long enough. He's in a terrible car accident, and he wakes up. He's bandaged from head to foot. You know, one of those mummy-type deals where he's just,
right.
Oh, man, head to toe. And the doctor says, oh, well, you've regained consciousness. He says, you probably won't remember this, but you were in a huge pileup on the interstate. You're going to be okay. You'll walk again. There doesn't seem to be any brain damage, but your penis was severed in the accident, and we could not find it to throw it on ice and try to reattach it. And the guy, he groaned, no. The doctor says, no. Your wife has checked with your insurance company, and there's a part in your policy where they, in a situation like this, where they sort of considered a dismemberment, they'll pay $9,000 compensation. And we at this hospital have the technology to build a new penis. And it will work and everything, but it's not cheap. It's $1,000 an inch. The man kind of perks up. He says, his mouth's kind of bandaged, but he says, $9,000? He said, yes, that's what the insurance... He says, $1,000 an inch? He says, yeah. He says, now, you need to discuss this with your wife. You get the check for $9,000 no matter what your decision is. And I understand you've been married for over 30 years. Now, this is something you two need to discuss. If you had a 5-incher, then she's happy with that. Now, $5,000, and you pocket four. If you had a bigger one, you may not want to settle for anything less. But you talk about it with your wife. You got $9,000 coming. You do what you want to with it, but that's the price. So the doctor comes back in the next day. And this guy is now able to speak a little better. He says, have you spoken with your wife? The guy says, yes, I did. The doctor said, and has she helped you make a decision about the $9,000? He said, yes. The doctor says, so what's the decision? The guy says, we're getting new granite countertops.
Let's see how traffic's moving along. Here's Ed Smarin.
Still have some stop-and-go traffic in a few places. Northbound on 170 from 70 to 270. 170 southbound, Ladue to 64. Eastbound 270, St. Charles Rock Road to New Florissant. 64 eastbound, Market Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. And still a construction delay. Not quite as bad on northbound 55, 44, the Poplar Street Bridge. They still have the left lane closed there. Traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is doctor-recommended and backed by more medical studies than any other thermometer. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Tigers play here on KTRS. Congratulations to our Citrus Bowl-bound Mizzou Tigers. After ending the season with a 10-3 record, our Missouri Tigers will clash with the Gophers of the University of Minnesota in the Citrus Bowl in Orlando New Year's Day. Get every pass.
To the 10, to the 5, spins to the house, to the house. Missouri's got the lead for the first time today.
Every play.
Kick is up, it is long enough, and it is perfect.
Right here
on the Big 550, KTRS.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75 fixed. Now's the time to act and lower your mortgage payment.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD, 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Dramatically improve the look of your kitchen before Christmas arrives and do it for less than you've ever imagined. It's the Granite Busters end of the year upgrade sale. Call, click, or stop in today and replace those old boring countertops with gorgeous granite or quartz. Here's how it works. With your purchase of 50 or more square feet of Category B granite countertops, Granite Busters will throw in a stainless steel undermount sink and a sink grate for free. Go with 50 plus square feet of Category C granite and you'll get the sink, sink grate, and quarter round or quarter bevel edge upgrade all for free. And if you go with Category D or higher, then you'll get all of the above, plus a lifetime granite sealer absolutely free, only at Granite Busters, where you'll find over 135 colors and styles. And installation includes custom fabrication and laser templating and an industry-exclusive lifetime warranty. Visit the Granite Busters 20,000 square foot showroom and double warehouse today. It's the end of the year upgrade sale, and it's only at Granite Busters. Online at granitebusters.com.
Sale offers for new customers only. Limited quantities. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Sale offer expires December 31st, 2014.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael White, a general dentist at Webster Dental Care. Over the years, we've talked about anxiety-free dentistry, stabilizing your lower denture, and affordable dental care. We now have same-day crown service, and we keep up to date with the latest dental technologies, including brand-new, state-of-the-art digital x-ray system. But what I really want to talk to you about today is what I call common-sense dentistry, which means the biggest trend in dental care over the last 10 years has been raising fees. If you recently have been to a dental consultation and somebody is quoting you multiple thousands of dollars just to fix one or two teeth, please come by our office for a second opinion. Give us a chance. We haven't raised our fees in over 5 years. We know what's going on in the economy today, but more importantly, we know what's going to happen in the economy very soon. Our office will stay common sense, but yet we will not sacrifice on quality or service. Please call Webster Dental Care at 96-TEETH. That's 968-3384. Call us today. Give us a chance. I promise you won't regret it.
Is debt driving you crazy? Guess what? There's a solution, and it comes from a local company that you can trust. PCS Debt Relief. Here's a note from Brent J. of St. Louis, a satisfied PCS customer.
Thanks a million for your wisdom and patience. Keep up the good work. I would like to take a moment to let you know how appreciative I am of all your help. I haven't experienced being debt-free for longer than I care to remember. I can't thank you enough.
And one more from Matt.
Thank you for reducing my bank balance by 80%. I can finally see some relief now. I am forever grateful.
The success stories keep pouring in, and they're real. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an A rating from the Better Business Bureau. Call them now and set up a free, no-strings-attached appointment. 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or check them out online at PCSDebtRelief.com. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. Call PCS Debt Relief right now. 636-243-8555.
No matter how many times I clean my floors, I still see the wear and tear.
You need Nigel's Flooring.
I need Nigel's Flooring.
Great minds think alike.
Thank you.
For 15 years, locally owned Nigel's Flooring has been serving commercial and residential properties all over the area.
And here's the really cool thing about Nigel's Flooring. They'll install flooring you purchase through them or from elsewhere.
Do it yourself, or the qualified union staff at Nigel's Flooring can do it for you.
That's what I just said.
Nigel's Flooring. We care about your floors. Call 636-219-1860. Online at nigels-flooring.com.
Happy holidays from the Big 550 KTRS and Dynagreen. Don't forget your lawn this holiday season. You want to put in step 4 and step 5 of Dynagreen. That's the Dynagreen winterizer and the Dynagreen winterizer with Surge. You want to put down an application right around Thanksgiving and then again before Christmas. The Dynagreen winterizer keeps your green grass longer and delivers an early spring. That's Dynagreen. Ask for it by name, Dynagreen, at your local lawn and garden dealer or dynagreeninfo.com.
Make it a holiday tradition to go to Noble Ice Vineyards in Augusta, Missouri. The vineyards are quiet and the tasting room is open with lunch available. They have great last-minute gifts for the wine lovers on your list, including their beautifully packaged limited Noble Ice dessert wine. This Friday, December 12th from 5 to 10 p.m., join them in town for the Augusta Candlelight Christmas Walk for a Norman Rockwell Christmas experience with luminaries, horse-drawn carriages, carolers, a visit from St. Nick, antique shopping, food, and wine. For more information, visit NobleIceVineyards.com.
Affordable Kitchens and Baths, the home of the $5,000 kitchen, now offers that kitchen, fully installed, starting at $8,999. Affordable Kitchens and Baths will remove your old kitchen and fully install your new kitchen with all wood cabinetry, 2-centimeter granite countertops, complete stainless steel appliance package, and a sink and faucet. From now till the end of the year, these deals are even more affordable with an offer of 12-month same-as-cash financing at Affordable Kitchens and Baths. For more details, call or visit their showroom Monday through Saturday or go to affordablekitchensandbaths.com.
KTRS and AT Lift Truck present Home for the Holidays to honor our soldiers. Listen to KTRS for details on how you can help to make the holidays joyful for our returning warriors and their families. Home for the Holidays from AT Lift Truck and KTRS.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
And I'll tell you a place that'll serve you a great bottle of wine. Whatever the price range is, it won't be junk. That'll be Annie Gunn's restaurant. And Annie Gunn's, along with the Smokehouse Market next door, sponsor this next segment. Easy to find in Chesterfield Valley. Just go to the eastern end of all that development in Chesterfield Valley, and there they are on the south side of the road. Been there for years, and no other restaurant or market like them. And they love to sell gift certificates, and boy, do they sell a lot of them. Good idea. Keep that in mind. Annie Gunn's Market, Smokehouse Restaurant, Chesterfield Valley, proudly present Mike Evans. Very quickly, if you don't mind, I'd like to say something quickly. Michael Brown, I had gone on the air and made the statement that there were juvenile records that were sealed that I had been sent a copy of by, and I was, by a police officer, and that wasn't true. I was duped again just when I think I know to not trust anything that comes my way. When it comes from a cop, and by the way, I'm sure he thought it was real too, and a lot of people passed it around, and apparently there was no such criminal record. That does not change anything about the way I feel about his behavior in that store or charging that police officer or his filthy, hate-filled rap lyrics, but I just want to go on the record. I want to thank Chris for calling that to my attention, and I love it when people let me know so that I can let other people know about bogus information that's going out over the internet that looks very legit. And Snopes does a fantastic job of, you know, putting that junk to bed and making sure people realize that no matter how legit it looks, it's sometimes it's not. And now, Mr. Evans, what do you got going today?
Come on, man. It's been a very emotional day for me today.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I got this heart problem that they check once a year. And I go in, and I did it on Monday, and met with the doctors today, and everything's fine for another year, so that was good. Everything's good though. That and everything else is good. But it's just been kind of an emotional running day. And well, I think I have a notes for me to say something on Friday. Why don't police? In the New York case and the St. Louis case, why don't you just shoot him in the legs? I mean, you know, that way nobody gets killed.
Well, but you can't
That's
do that unless
trained,
you're being
though.
Unless you're being attacked. You have to be. They have to be assaulting you or coming at you. You can't just shoot somebody in the leg.
But it's also.
Well, I mean, Brown was shot in the chest. Shoot him in the leg a couple times.
But he was coming. But he was charging.
But he was from there.
But he was charging the officer.
But it's also not the old West where they used to shoot the gun out of the guy's hand and stuff like that. They don't. They're just aiming.
Well,
the
legs are moving.
Thing.
Okay, yeah. Legs. It's not that easy to shoot somebody in the leg. The legs are moving.
You want to hit the
what
biggest
they call,
target?
What they call center mass.
Yeah, but if you miss or it doesn't do the drop crippling thing, they get you and they kill you. That's not how they're trained.
Well,
you can't take that chance.
I'll just move on with my Toy Department of Human Affairs,
okay.
Hollywood. But I'm having another drink first, and I've had several.
Okay. And you know as a friend that if your doctor said because of that heart condition you should back off from sex and bring in a surrogate, you know I'm here for you.
Yeah, I bet you are.
A replacement to have sex with your
sure,
wife.
Never
I am.
Good. She got her hair cut really cute.
Oh, she's doing that in case I have to step in.
I know.
I'm ready for you. I'll be there for you.
I often wonder why she has a picture of you on the ceiling. This is just amazing to me.
Well, thinking ahead. She's thinking ahead.
Pop quiz question. The whole week we are talking about celebrities and their collections today. Name the name of the celebrity who collects hundreds of tropical fish. Tommy Lee Jones. Britney Spears. Michael J. Fox. Richard Simmons. Movie news, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
Directed Unbroken. It'll be released Christmas Day. You know, it's the story, the true story, the Olympian and World War II hero, Louis Zamperini, who was supposed to be our Rose Parade Marshal January 1st, but of course died in July at the age of 98. However...
And there's always a however in life.
Now we find out Universal Studios made a lot of cuts to the film because they said it was too... artsy. And Angelina Jolie not happy about it, but I talked to somebody that saw it the other day at a screening, and they tell me this thing is going to, if not win, it will be nominated for Best Picture.
Well, you can just tell from the trailer. And if you read the book, yeah.
By the way, the U.S. Congress has given Zamperini the Medal of Honor, also a Presidential Honor Medal, posthumously. Why did they give it to him when he was alive?
Yeah, good question.
He's 98 years old. They've known about him for 60 years.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it's ridiculous. More Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Also directed a movie, By the Sea, and it co-stars her husband, Brad Pitt. They star in it together. In the movie, the husband goes out on the wife, is horrible to the wife, treats her mean, and it gets really ugly in the film. Some of their friends suggested maybe it might hurt their marriage and they shouldn't do the movie.
Oh, my goodness. They're
Brad
actors.
And Angelina said, well, that's just plain horseshoe.
Yeah.
And also pointed out, well, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith, you know, we tried to kill each other. I mean,
hello? And that's how they met and got together.
It's a movie.
Yeah.
It's movies what it is. At least three great movies opening Christmas Day. We talked about Unbroken, American Sniper, The True Story, starring Bradley Cooper. Also, Big Eyes with Amy Adams.
Yeah.
You know what? I've heard this name. I forgot what it's about.
And Christopher Waltz. It's a story of the Keene paintings. in the 60s and 70s. The
okay, the forger.
The kids with the great big eyes.
Okay.
The huge eyes.
All right.
She did all the painting, but the husband took all the credit and said he did the painting, and it's an incredible story. Now, what's interesting about this, this is supposed to be an Oscar-nominated film. It was directed by Tim Burton, and Tim Burton says this is by far the best movie he has ever directed.
Wow, I want to see that American Sniper, too.
Oh, this is be busy Christmas, huh? Be busy Christmas,
yeah, good huh? stuff coming.
Best Christmas album that I've heard this year? Talking Christmas by the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Hmm.
It's really good.
Are they blind?
Yeah.
Wow.
This date in history, December 10th, 1958, first United States domestic jet airline passenger service began. 1958, the first jet airline passenger service began. It was National Airlines, that first flight, New York to Miami. Of course, they had prop planes. But it's amazing to me that just in 1958, on this date, there was one passenger jet airliner flying around the United States.
My dad drove to Memphis, Tennessee to the airport just to sit in the car and show me what a jet looked like. When they started having jets coming in at Memphis, I'll never forget that. He goes, "Watch this. It's a jet." Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and I bet the people on that flight were probably going, "We're on a rocket? What is this all about?
Yeah.
Is this safe?"
Yeah. You know?
And I'm sure that on that flight, there was some kid kicking the back of somebody's seat.
Yep.
And they probably lost the luggage, too.
Yep.
I'm just saying. On December 10th, 1869, inventor Bernard Nobel died, who, of course, had two distinctions. He set up the Nobel Peace Prize, and his biggest invention was dynamite.
That's pretty
big. Certainly always sounded a very, very weird Peace Prize and invented dynamite.
Interesting.
He said that he set up the Peace Prize because he was so upset that dynamite became such a destructive tool.
I can recognize the pause before and finally.
Do you like that?
I like it.
Can I have a drink?
Sure.
May I?
Thank you.
I tell you something else that bugs me. I never hear from my damn daughter, Natalie, in St. Louis.
Nah, come on, boy. Natalie. If you're listening, call your dad. Call
never
your dad.
Never calls. Never hear from him.
Call your
hear
dad.
From all the other children. Never hear from her.
Yeah, call your daddy.
I know. Right. It hurts. Anyway.
Nope.
And finally.
So, who collects hundreds of tropical fish? Tommy Lee Jones, Britney Spears, Michael J. Fox, Richard Simmons.
Oh, man. I'll say, I was going to go Tommy Lee. I'm going to say Richard Simmons.
I'll say Tommy Lee Jones.
I'll also go with the least likely, Tommy Lee.
The answer is Tommy Lee Jones, who's been collecting rare fish for years, even had fish in his Harvard dorm room he shared with Vice President Al Gore, and Al Gore used to threaten to flush him down the toilet.
I'm going to take those things and flush them.
Well,
what?
You
know,
that was Al Gore.
The hell was that?
Al Gore.
You know how green Al Gore can be.
Oh, yeah.
Flushing fish down the toilet. Yeah. That and the other. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Mike Evans, we're live. Hollywood thing.
I believe that's 2 days in a row. Peon and I have been right.
Yeah,
and Dan has
correct.
Been wrong. Wow, you must be starting to feel pretty stupid.
Yeah.
No. Not Dan.
I was going to go with Tommy Lee.
You
but
were.
You always say that. You always say that.
I said that on the air. I said,
well, then
Tommy
do it.
Lee,
do it.
Then
why
go with
why
it?
Change?
Yeah, go with it if that's what you. Oh, my
first
goodness.
Reaction.
I was going to say Britney Spears and Richard Simmons, but I'm going to go with Tommy Lee. You just cover all the bases.
I hate you guys.
We know it, and we're proud that we've been able to get you to that point. Matheny Heating and Cooling, please remember that name, Matheny, and I want you to let him come out and make one service call to your house. That's not a whole lot to ask, I don't think. One service call. Now, tonight, 23, you need some heat. Tomorrow night, 25. A little bit of a warm-up by Monday. They're saying like almost 60 degrees, by 61 by Saturday. That's good. It's mild, but it's not going to stay that way. January was a bear, last year. Be ready. Be ready. And not only that, from now on, for the rest of your life or as long as they're in business, once you make this first service call from Matheny, I'm telling you, you're going to say to yourself, I'm not ever going to, again, have to worry about who to call. I'm going to have these people come out the whole time. You're going to like them a lot. It's a family business. 72 years. And there's nothing that I know of that they can't work on, that they're not trained to work on, whether it's repairing or installing, replacing an old system. All of St. Louis County, 98% of St. Charles County, and residential or commercial, and it doesn't matter how big or small, no system is too small for them to give you great service, and no system is too big. Matheny Heating and Cooling, MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic and our final check with Ed Smarin.
We've got the Baxter Road southbound at Country Ridge Drive now closed because of an accident. We've got some slow traffic in a few other places, too. Northbound 170 from 70 to 270. Southbound 170 from Ladue to 64. Eastbound 270 St. Charles Rock Road to New Flores. And 64 eastbound Market Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, you can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Pick one up at Target or other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Ed Smarin on the Big 550 KTRS.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by RE/MAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
This is Michael Dierberg from First Bank. Warmest wishes for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from our family at First Bank to yours.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis,
Ladue,
Glen Carbon,
University City,
Edwardsville,
Manchester,
Wood River,
Grafton,
Collinsville,
Pacific,
and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Stinks now to for some people. Missouri's A-plus program facing financial difficulties, what's leading to a shortage of funds, and what could cause students to have to find more money for college.
Early childhood education in the spotlight at the White House. How St. Louis-based Parents as Teachers is helping to improve education across the country.
Pretty soon, everything you see on these store shelves can be delivered right to your home with just the push of a button. I'll tell you how coming up.
But first at 6, a program created to get more into college classrooms may be the victim of its own success. Good evening. I'm Rafer Weigel.
And I'm Shirley Washington in for Sandy Miller tonight. Plus, the A-plus program gives high school graduates who meet